California is no caricature. It's the fifth largest economy in the world and the nation's leading industrial and agricultural state. It has almost as many distinct regions as France. It is home to more Nobel laureates than any other state in all but a few countries. California is not, or not just, Tinseltown. Most movies seem to be made in Toronto these days anyway. But does anyone say, oh, those wacky Ontarians? Now, I was in assignment in Los Angeles, which I love, for a couple of days last week. One of the unfortunate effects of the current gubernatorial recall campaign, which will cost that deficit-afflicted state tens of millions of dollars, is to promote the caricature of California, not the fact. It shouldn't be surprising that among the 135 names on the ballot for governor are a few media stars. If Arnold Schwarzenegger, Arianna Huffington, Larry Flint, Gary Coleman, and Mary Carey may all be described with similar imprecision, people in the oil business run for governor of Texas. People in the car business run for governor of Michigan. The recall provision was the creation of the old populist political movement. But in these times, it looks as if Californians are saying, I would never want someone I voted for to be governor. If the Declaration of Independence had been written in California, the Founding Fathers would have included an escape clause. If after 60 days the aforementioned aggrieved nation chooses to renounce this declaration, it may rejoin the British Empire with no penalties. If the Ten Commandments had been written in California, they wouldn't have been chiseled in stone, but negotiated by teams of Beverly Hills lawyers with riders, clauses, and attachments. Thou shalt not take the name of Steven Spielberg in vain. Thou shalt honor Jamba Juice, David Geffen, and the William Morris Agency. Thou shalt not commit adultery within 5 miles of your home, unless you have a second residence nearby for that express purpose. Thou shalt not bear false witness unless represented by an attorney. If you do not have an attorney to bear false witness, one will be appointed for you. Thou shalt not eat trans fatty acids. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house or his property taxes. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, unless she is Reese Witherspoon and her participation in a project is absolutely necessary to secure financing. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's ass. Thy neighbor's ass, along with thy neighbor's hairline, bustline, profile, and smile, are all available at cosmetic surgical centers in the San Fernando Valley. Thou shalt not make any graven images. Who are we kidding?